I just confused the computer.
Fucking white boy. Scary sold my shit up. Knuckles all fat shit. Side though, it's all good. Flipped his ass so bad his stepmom's gonna feel me for the next 3 birthdays out this month.
Look what his homeboy did to the side of your head.
What you talking about, kid? This, he ain't fading nothing over here, though.
One ass whooping, man. They still want.
How you figure that, man? Look around you, man. They own this shit. They own this couch you sitting on. Them shoes you got on your feet. This building. This school. This country. You. We behind enemy lines, dog. One beat down and never compare to 439 years of captivity. Never. I don't know shit. Freshman.
This show is brought to you by the fuck that Father Teresa does not give. In Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
They on this sitting on.
This show.
Them shoes you got on your feet.
Is brought to you.
This building.
By the fuck.
This school. This country. You.
That Father Teresa does not give.
And this is the part where I reassure you that it is alright. Father Teresa's wine cellar. Father Teresa, greatest black atheist. Why is this thing getting confused? I probably have too much going on there. Alright, Phoenix Kaliter, the uppity negress. Either Catherine Loco or Lisa Loco. I don't know.
We have multiple white splinters in chief.
Yeah, because I thought Lisa Loco, because Lisa Loco's, you know, a lot of things. So like, she's very busy, you know, like very, like it's been a real busy like transition from the summer into the spring and winter.
Yeah.
You know, so I thought, you know, Lisa Loco's busy. Like life is real. Life gets real as shit. And then I'm over here in Illinois and Catherine, and I did the shit. I said kid. I don't know how old she is.
27.
Is that still kid status?
No.
We're in our 30s. We're supposed to call people kid.
You want to be an old ass man so bad.
What? I don't know. I'm just being me. You were just mad because I was telling you about when I had a house coat when I was a child.
Yes.
You gotta realize I was a child. It's not like I bought it. My mother bought it for me.
Wait, hold on. You're talking about having a house coat as a child and having the most boring playtimes ever.
Okay, yeah, because we have the 8-year-old, and I can hear the 8-year-old in his room And, like, you know, like, he, you know how kids, like, make characters out of their toys and, like, and play with them. And so, you know, you hear him doing the characters with the toys. And I was like, man, he's doing way more exciting characters than I did. Because I would usually just set up a traffic jam with the toy cars. And then just, you know, do voices of the, you know, characters in the cars yelling at each other. Like, move it, Pops. Hurry up. I'm busy here. You know, and that was a big fun time for me. Well, I used to do this one that was, this is damn near lazy. I thought about telling you this one earlier, and I was like, I'll just let her leave the room, because I'm not telling her this shit. I'll fucking say it. It's, where I used to actually, like, set up the timer for an hour, and then I'd have, like, some mega blocks, like, and I'd move the mega blocks around in a circle and, like, get other toys and put them next to the mega blocks and then keep moving them, and I'd be like the school bus taking the kids to school, and then I set the timer and, like, go read a book, and for, because we had a timer, and when it would ding after 60 minutes, then I would have the school bus go take the kids back home. That was a fun ass game. That was a fun ass game.
Have the most boring, oh my god, you've always been a boring ass old man.
Yeah, that is a fact.
Even as a child, you were a boring old man.
God damn, that was a fun fucking
this
game.
Is why they call you granddad.
What happened it where? Says storage almost full. I'll fill your storage. Done. Don't bother me with that. Storage almost full. Do I need to go in there? And I probably need to delete podcasts that are unplayed.
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, probably some of those episodes are Freedomizer. Those shits are like 2 hours. Alright, so my device is telling me storage almost full, but that's weird because it's streaming straight to Facebook. Like, why is it storing shit? Just kick it onto Facebook and don't bother me. Like, get it together, Apple. Get it together. Alright, so we're gonna try out, I mean whoever calls in, but the phone line is open. I'm gonna try it out because I moved things around, so now the telephone is on speakerphone and it's up against the microphone recording the podcast, and I think it's close enough to the smart device that the folks in Facebook land can hear you. So that is 347-857-3937. You're typing in the chat room. You're making text messages. Yep. 347-857-3937.
I'll have you know, I'm organizing speaking at an activist event because, you know, activism.
Ah, wait, no, that's not what's happening. You have your smart device up and you said you're doing activism. That means you're in a secret group. That has 120 members, 35 of which are active. Like, that's... And you're saying, Kanye West is so problematic and his hair color triggered me.
Which, you know, and it's like, I get the need for safe spaces because we all have to have those places we can retreat to, but goddamn, you can't live in them. You have to be able to get out and see for nothing, if no other reason than to see what the opposition is doing. Right? You can't take down an enemy when you don't know your enemy. So you have to...
You can't take down an enemy if you never go into the battlefield. Nigga, you don't have drones. Alright? You're not drone bomber. Alright? You still have to go put in work. But they don't want to put in work. Putting in work ain't fun.
No, it is not. Because it's work. That's literally why it's called putting in work and not putting in fun. It's not fun.
Oh, man. That's a little too real, nigga. A little too real. Okay, so... This episode, Phoenix Collider has a prediction. Alright. Oh, wait. Well, there is a... Let's give this a shot. So I'll go ahead and lower that volume there. And... Alright, and Trey 5 Deuce, your microphone is hot. Let's see how that works. That's 352. Your microphone is hot.
Oh, hey, William, this is Donovan.
Holy shit. Out there in Florida, what's going on, Chief?
What's up, man? I just saw your thing on Facebook, thought I'd give you a ring.
Hey, hey, what's going on? Yeah, we're gonna get into some topics and whatnot. But you know, I can't say the name of the company online because I signed stupid papers and shit. But yeah, I quit by not going in Thanksgiving.
Well, you know, I haven't been there for a long time, so.
Yeah, man, so now for me, Thanksgiving, every year, I'm celebrating that as fuck that job day, like, for myself.
Yeah, for me, it was really weird. I actually got to sit down with my family and eat instead of, you know, being a corporate, you know, slop, whatever.
Yeah, that's what I did. I remember, I was so extra excited, like, I had a Corona and whiskey next to me because I didn't know which one, so I was just taking sips from both, big ass turkey legs in my hand. We were watching like old 90s movies. It's like, this is fucking awesome. I'm not running around that building for 14 hours. Hey, you been hanging in there?
I'm hanging in there, yeah. I actually graduate law school tomorrow and, you know, aiming for that February bar exam.
Yep, and you know what? For some of the podcast listeners, I've actually talked about this guy before. I just didn't, you know, I didn't want to blow up the spot saying your name. But, like, I was, like, telling folks, this is the young man, even though he's only, like, 2 years younger than me, a young man that was in law school that, like, when I started telling him about, like, sex workers' rights and stuff, he would come up to me at random and be like, I think this is a way that I could argue for it. So, like, again, like, we were just talking about, like, real and fake activism earlier, and, like what he can actually do with his law degree is, yeah. Like, real activism, and, like, and then, like, what, going into your 50s, you still want to go into politics?
Well, I mean, politics is something that I'd like to aim for, but, you know, we just got to see what's in the cards.
Yeah, see? So, real activism. Yo, thanks for hitting me up. And, you know what, make sure you leave a comment in the comment section so I can, leave you with my telephone number, or get it from Frickface.
I definitely will.
Yeah, alright, you hang in there, man, stay cool, be safe out there.
Alright, I just want to say, I like what you're doing, keep it up, man.
Peace.
Thank you.
Right on, thank you. Yeah, that's my man's in there from, back there, we used to work together.
He just killed my whole flow. I was about to make fun of you and be like, yeah, your granddad, nobody likes you. Fucking friends call in. Yeah, fuck your friends, man. What the hell?
Yeah, we worked together for a while, man. That was a cat. One Thanksgiving, like, we used to just be back there listening to Alex Jones and analyzing him. Like, we used to just sit. I mean, I walked away for a while, and one of Alex Jones' co-hosts came on that he never heard before, and he just paused it, and he gets very serious looks on his face. Uh-huh. And he was like, I don't know how this guy identifies himself, but he is a hardcore libertarian. Hmm. And let's see, and it looks like, let me refresh that screen because it looks like my timer froze. Alright. So, let's see what we've got here. So we forgot to hit up our shout-outs, folks at Redneck Revolt, Red and Black Anarchist People of Color, Phoenix Kalita, shouts out Bernie Sanders, the Secular Sisters holding it down, folks at Something in Common Program, Rashani Loco with the Single Simulcast Program. Is that a fucking mosquito?
It's all right. Like a gnat or a fruit fly or something.
What the fuck? There's no food. All right. Americans United again, Ricky Loco, the Antifa folks and the homies at the Chicago branch. And the Chicago Socialist Alternative, which...
You notice our shout-outs are getting, like, progressively, like, more and more anarchist socialist communists. Like, our shout-outs are getting progressively further to the left. Like, oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
And,
also, can we get a shout-out for Support Hose?
Support Hose?
Yes.
All right. It's very weird for me to say out loud. support hose. I still need to get that thing. You know what? You know what I actually need? I need a soundboard, because the Blog Talk soundboard is weak. So I need to find out what Ricky uses for a soundboard so I can get that one thing in there from the lady with the rap song. The hoes need abortions.
Yes.
I need that.
Yes.
All right, so support hose.
Yeah, shout out to support hose. There's going to be an event on December 17th that is the International Day to End Violence Against Sex Workers, and we are having a vigil in Chicago.
In a group.
In a group.
Right.
Online, on Facebook. It's secret.
Yeah, we clowning right now. I know some folks are tuning out like, this is problematic. And they're taking screenshots even though it's audio, but you know what? Figure it out. So, let's go on down to a... to a place called Tempe. Is that Tempe? Tempe?
Tempe.
Tempe. All right, go into Tempe. So a Tempe church is warning all Valley religious organizations about a man storming into its office using inflammatory and graphic language about the LGBT community, citing Trump Stiltskin presidential win as permission. Well, let's see what happens by Monday afternoon. So Tempe police said that the stranger saw the rainbow flag hanging outside the community Christian church on Wednesday and went inside the office to voice his disgust.
Oh.
He was it. Oh, we have another person that you showed me who was also voicing his disgust in the mall.
Voicing his disgust. He was very disgusted. He was bigly disgusted.
Bigly. Oh, we gotta get to that, man. This is the Bigly program. Is a quote from the pastor. It made me so sad, angry, and afraid for our country. And aside from the man voicing his hatred for the LGBT community, he threatened to pay people to protest outside the church and spread lies about pedophilia among the congregation. What kind of goofy... you don't have money like that anyway.
I wish I had fucking... disposable income that I could just pay other people to grow up. I want to be George Soros when I grow up. I want to pay people to go fucking protest at places I don't like.
Oh, man.
Jesus fucking Christ. But, you know, remember, George Soros is bad and Hillary Clinton is bad because they pay people to protest and that is wrong.
Fucking George. We see 404. We see you on the phone bank. Hang right in there, and we're going to finish this story up from the headlines and pop you in. You know what? 404, press 1 if you want to chime in, because they might just be listening by telephone. True. So, but then it gives me a notification if you press... Oh, there it is.
All right,
so right after I hit this one up. there's another quote from the pastor, whose name happens to be Bland. He said that Hillary would have won. He said that if Hillary would have won, he would have driven right on by the church without stopping. But because Trump won, he felt he had permission to say and act the way he wanted to, expressing the hate that he had for this particular group of people. Now that is so straight and plain that sounds like fake news. It sounds hyperbolic. But I didn't get this shit from fucking Raw Story.
Oh, that was said with a level of, like...
Right,
like... we don't shop there.
Yeah, no. Like, I get my shit from, like, actual little outlets like KCT 23 Houston. Mm-hmm. You know, like, fucking... where there's underpaid journalists that are actually journalizing.
Yes.
If you will. They continue. The pastor said his employee kept her composure and didn't escalate the situation. The man eventually left without further incident. Another quote from the pastor. I think it's a challenge to us to make sure we respond with love and grace instead of responding hate for hate. Nigga, it's not hate for hate. Nigga, defending yourself ain't hate. Nigga, that's stopping somebody from beating your ass.
Exactly.
God damn, nigga. Shooting back is not murder. That's defense.
Which kind of trips me out. There's this whole attitude like, you know, you're supposed to have good self-esteem. Everybody says you have to have healthy self-esteem, but then when you defend yourself, you're being hateful. So am I supposed to actually have healthy self-esteem and love myself and defend myself when people come at me, or no? Okay.
Yeah, I remember when I read that, like, how you have makeup on right now. That's a lie. Something I read a couple years ago. Lying.
I'm a liar that lies.
Because somehow your face is not your face anymore.
It's not my face anymore. It's like... You've never seen me take my makeup off. I actually peel off the first, like, five layers.
No, I actually thought you had glitter on your eyelids. It's like, now I know you're a fucking liar. Oh, man. And, all right, and the next one is on the mountaintop mining in Tennessee. So I think, well, we didn't hit that story yet, but we hit up what's going to happen to that.
Yes.
All right, so let's see. 404, your microphone is hot.
Indeed, how y'all doing?
Hey.
Well, how you doing there? Wait a second, I swear I recognize that voice.
I'm good, man. Well, yeah, I've talked to you guys a few times, and then all of a sudden I wasn't allowed on the show after I made some very controversial comments about our president.
About Barry? This might not be that program because we don't...
we don't really...
If you check our archives, we're not big fans of Barry. This might be a different program.
Okay. It is what it is. I'm just saying, I've called, I've been in queue, I've never been on, but I guess that's enough complaining. Bernie Sanders now.
Because you know what might happen? We might not have that tab open, and we might not see that anyone's on the program, because the thing is, we simulcast now, like, we're live on Facebook, so we tend to pay more attention to the Facebook chat room while we're live, and we have been neglecting the Blog Talk phone bank and chat room. We don't even have the Blog Talk chat room on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but sir, that sounds reasonable. We are in the era of everybody's out to get me, so I must assume it was a vast conspiracy to keep me off of the show. That's kind of how we're working right now, right?
You know what? That's legit. American
mind state now?
That is legit as hell. All right, did you have a comment on any of the recent stories or topics?
Yeah, just the title, period. I saw the title, and that's what made me want to call, because that's very important what you guys are saying. It kind of goes to the duality of the system and of the population and why the Democrats and Republicans could flip the way they did after the civil rights legislation and everything else. So, yeah, we're going to see a whole lot of... what we thought of the Tea Party and all those other people the past 7 years, we're going to see a whole lot of that on the left now, and it's going to be really interesting to see some people and how they react to so-called allies showing some things in their subconscious that you didn't know were there. So that's going to be quite interesting. And as far as the Dem Party, this showed that when you want to put your thumb on the scale and influence things because you decide someone has a coronation and it's their turn, and you put an establishment candidate up in an anti-establishment election, how drastically that could blow up in your face. You committed yourself to polling and data that is not really reliable because it's dependent on the answers you get from people. So if people are lying to you, telling you they would never vote for someone, but actually fully committed to voting for that person, you get shocked on election day. You end up spending more campaign time in places that you thought you could flip instead of places that you needed to solidify. So the Dems made huge, huge mistakes, and sadly, we are the ones who are going to have to pay for them. And this, I think, is a very important function that we forget. Scalia, what, he died a year or 2 years ago?
I think that was earlier this year.
That's fumes from Reagan's term. So elections matter, and some of these things are going to be with you for a while. Some of the policy decisions, some of the Supreme Court nominees or whatever else, they're going to be with you for a while, and they're going to affect your society for a long time, even if it's just from the obstruction standpoint of progress. So we got a lot to be worried about right now. Some kind of tax cut is probably coming that we'll dread, similar to W. And I don't know. I'm not happy with the Democrats. My morals are clean. I vote third party every time. But of course, I would have hoped that Hillary would have won. But hell, I'll take the arrows from Democrats who are mad at me for not being a Dem. But hell, give me somebody to vote for, and I will.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's all I can say to it.
All right, thanks for calling. We're going to hit up a couple more stories, and Phoenix Kalita is going to deliver her prediction on the Democrats, and we will be riffing about that.
All right, thanks for letting me on, man.
Yep, have a good show. All right, this is like an old school wine cellar show.
Right?
This shit is active. So the now we are dancing back to December 7th here with the Fed's ban on mountaintop mining in Tennessee. And so the federal government, back on that old Wednesday, they banned the mountaintop coal mining for more than 500 miles of ridges in East Tennessee's Cumberland Mountains, handing a victory to the state and to the conservationists who have long sought to protect the region's forests and streams. Tend to forget that that's out there, right? When you think of those places, I tend to think of the culture and the people. So I'm thinking of like little shantytown shacks, right? And somebody like drinking moonshine out of a toilet or whatever the hell's going on, right? But like... Yeah, it's like, yeah, there's foliage out there.
Oh, yes, there is foliage out there. It's very pretty out there.
And that's why those folks are happy that they stole it from the indigenous people. Now, the Department of Interior said it's designating nearly 75,000 acres of mountain ridges as unsuitable for surface mining, in essence barring a controversial form of mining known as mountaintop removal. And now that feller, Pinky, that Trumple Stiltskin, appointed as Secretary of the Interior, gets a bunch of money from coal companies, so this ain't gonna last unless there actually is some wild-ass plot twist in this reality show that we called Election this year. Like, that... Oh, okay, I said Pinky. Ryan Zinke, that's that feller's name. Yeah, unless there's some wild-ass plot twist there, then we will see nothing change. And they're going to go in there and they're going to dig the coal out of that motherfucker. And you know what the coal game is? They go in, if they're stopping that from happening now, and they do go in there and dig coal and like, 75,000 acres? I mean, what are you going to get, like 800,000 jobs out of that? Trumple Stiltskin gets to run around singing I created jobs. Mm-hmm. You know.
But of course, you know, they're coal jobs, so after a career working in a coal mine, you're going to have black lung and no health insurance. So enjoy that, I guess.
I ain't gonna get no black nagger lung. Alright? Because if you're out down there in the white man's land, then you are clearly breathing clean white man air. You don't get negro lung.
You get negro lung because the Negroes have breathed in all the white man's air and contaminated it. True story.
Oh, so they kind of exhale pollution.
They exhale pollution.
Like that's not carbon dioxide.
It's not carbon dioxide. It's melanin.
Blowing tans all over everybody. All right, let's see here. So, let's dance back into a wee bit of what they might call LGBT issues, right? So, out there in Oklahoma, they're going to require wrong one. Anti-abortion signs to be hung in public restrooms at a cost. All right, so dancing back to June, Oklahoma passed the quote, Humanity of the Unborn Child Act. That's not even Orwellian. That's just weird. That's just creepy.
I mean, but the fact that they're literally saying humanity and unborn in the same fucking sentence, like, okay, that's what we're doing.
Yep, and so this includes a provision that requires public restrooms, for instance, those in restaurants, public schools, and hospitals, to feature anti-abortion signs that urge pregnant women to carry their fetus to term. Which is like, it's basically like and I want to be obnoxious even when I'm not there, Bill. Like, I have to be at work and I have to go to sleep at some point in time, so I just need a sign hung up so that I'm always in your fucking face with my goofy bullshit.
Yes.
Alright, you know, there's no, we got more than enough humans. Like, I would actually suggest, like, somebody, like, I'm pregnant. I'm like, have you thought about terminating?
Well...
Yeah, I mean, you can actually be the Terminator. Like, there's more eggs, so you can actually do the I'll be back line as well. You can actually do that. And then when the fetus that you terminate comes out, that's like liquid metal. That's T2, Judgment Day. It is Judgment Day because you killed him.
What is wrong with you as a person?
Oh, man. So this is what it says on the signs that they want to hang up there. There are many public and private agencies willing and able to help you carry your child to term and assist you and your child after your child is born. Whether you choose to keep your child or place him or her for adoption, the state of Oklahoma strongly urges you to contact them if you are pregnant.
I guess.
Need more humans to exist to do cheap labor.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, but if you don't get prenatal care, these are the same places that want to fucking put women in prison for not having prenatal care or for being addicted to drugs, abusing alcohol during pregnancy. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily trust the government if I was pregnant.
Yeah, I mean, hell, this is the same government that's like, hey, you can't be
God damn it, Mike Freener!
you can't smoke no reefer, but you can drink all the fucking Coca-Cola and eat all the french fries you want.
Why did he say Terminator 5, that Terminator when your pull-out game is weak?
Oh, shit! Holy shit, that's Mike Freener up in the joint. Is he commenting on the original post?
On the Wensler Media, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit. I like it.
I forgot to check comments. Like, on this, I was checking all the other ones and didn't see comments, and I realized this one, there's, like, a fucking comment thrown going. I was like, oh, I should pay attention to that, maybe.
Right? And now I'm on another tab, not looking at the telephone thing, right? Like, fucking...
The struggle is real, people! The struggle is real!
We cannot afford a producer live on the program, alright? We have to produce... Alright, let's see, So because the legislature did not approve any funding for the signage, they're projected to cost businesses a total of $2.3 million and would actually be required by January 2018. This is reported by the Associated Press. Again, all right, I didn't... Rachel Maddow doesn't tell me what news is news. Hey.
We need a sound effect for that in the soundboard. Like, sort of like, you know. And in news not from MSNBC and Rachel Maddow.
Holy shit. Which is more commentary than news, right? Like, you really only need to report the news twice a day.
Yeah.
But since they have to fill up that shit until they show the prison programs, they're just commenting on news that's already been reported all the fuck long day. Like, that's why we do one Wine Cellar Media a day. Like, once we're doing this full time, it won't be news all the time. Like, I'll get on and do straight up comedy sketches, right? Like, I won't do fucking, because there's not that much news. Alright, so this is gonna cost businesses a whole bunch of money because they don't have it in their state budget.
But you know, weird because isn't Oklahoma red?
Freedom!
And don't red states talk about small businesses and supporting business?
They're business people handling business in a busy way.
So why would they make small businesses pay out money to put up all these signs?
Because those small businesses are saving babies that are future customers, so you can thank them for giving you more business, for making sure that your business stays in business, ma'am.
I don't think that's how that works.
That's how it functions, though. Yeah, man, I'd hate interacting with me, too. It's terrible. Oh, man, so that's going on, and it's fun, it's awesome, it's fantastic. All right, let's dance it forward. And, of course, some folks may notice I don't have breaks uploaded, because I don't know how the breaks would work with the Facebook Live video. Like, we just play audio and get up and walk out of the room. And, right, like that.
You could, like, take up juggling, just sit here and juggle while the break is playing.
I can actually fucking do that. You give me 3 tennis balls, we'll have a good old time. I'm not doing it with that hard-ass baseball you got, because I drop them sometimes, and I'm not dropping a baseball in here. What, ma'am?
You don't have faith in your juggling game?
Blackface Matters. So an Arizona school board member in blackface mocks the Black Lives Matter movement. That's important to do. That's what you ought to do.
Well, you know, I think that these people do have a long history of going against terrorism, so he is just he's bringing awareness and saying that he is not scared of the terrorists. He will not back down. He will openly mock them.
Yeah, and matter of fact, let me go ahead and bring this guy up on screen here so that folks can see this Martha Fracker. And I mean, he really went in with the black as far as the blackface goes. Like, that was heavy duty. All right, but yeah, so this is out in Arizona. And all right, so that's up on the screen. There we go. Now, not Arizona, Arkansas. Ugh. I got the glaucoma. I have to stretch the screen out. All right, so a picture of a white blooded school board member dressed in blackface is sparking controversy across the town and social media. Superintendent Billy Lee.
Billy Lee.
Billy Lee. Billy Lee. Billy Lee. Superintendent Billy Lee identified the board member as Ted Boner. Yeah, I know. Okay, I know that says Bonner, but fuck that. His name is Boner. So Billy Lee, so Billy and the Boner Boy, Lee said that there is no law to recall the board member, and he has since apologized, but parents like Faye Smith want him removed. Quote, number one, it's appalling, said Smith. Number two, it's inappropriate for the school board member to disrespect students that he's never, that he's over, who are black, end quote, from Ms. Smith. People familiar with the picture said it was taken by Boner at a Halloween party a couple of weeks ago. Quote, why is it that every time you make a joke, it's blackface? Why is blackface funny? We have a whole race of people who don't think looking in the mirror is a joke. Okay. All right, Faye Smith. I'm just assuming she's white. They have no picture of her. There's no nothing. But, I mean, by the way she's talking, it sounds like she's coming from a white perspective.
Yes.
But it's an Arkansas white perspective where she's like, and hey, let me tell you something about 1992. Why did that man Billy Clinton execute that retarded black man? He ain't even did nothing.
Probably. Yeah, it's just funny. But this is, like, these are those stories where when people say, well, what do you mean by, you know, racism is institutional? This. Yeah. This guy makes school policies. What kind of policies do you think he's making? Or how do you think he's enforcing rules on black students when he thinks blackface is funny? Like, this is what we're talking about, you know?
Yeah. He's in an institution and he's racist. That's institutional racist.
Exactly. But is he in the Klan? Has he ever, you know, does he have like a swastika tattoo? Like, no. This is the kind of shit that we talk about.
And you know what? There's something bigger there. Like, her question... That's the conversation kicker. Why is it that every time storage almost full, I don't give a blue fuck. All right. Why is it that every time you make a joke, it's blackface? And it's mostly because these people just like being mean.
Yeah.
Like, these are just cruel people that like to do evil shit. They like to say evil shit. And that's just in them. Like, when you look at the culture they came from. I've been pointing this same one out since 2013 and I need to let it rest now. But they took engineering skill, ingenuity, creativity, and free time on their hands and made torture devices.
They did.
That's who these folks are. They made torture devices.
For the greater good.
For the greater good, yeah. Put thumb screws on a motherfucker. Like, they come from a fucked up background, you know, and I think that is important as shit. All right, so Superintendent Billy Lee released the following statement. This district is deeply committed to creating and maintaining a strong and healthy school culture, free of bullying and in a form of discrimination. I have no personal knowledge of interactions by district staff or elected officials. Please rest assured. What up?
So they're committed to maintaining a strong, healthy school culture free of bullying, but he doesn't actually have knowledge of what the fuck they do? So how the fuck do you know it's a healthy community free of bullying? I mean, the guy who did blackface has two kids who go to this school. I guarantee you they fucking bully black kids.
No, they just try to toughen them up. You know, like elder siblings. You would know. Yeah, fuck. She got some scars.
I got some scars. Foster care might kill you.
Yeah. I know that too.
It might.
Man, I remember when I took a staircase like a boss in foster care. And it's ill because when it's happening, you're like, holy shit, I'm falling down a staircase. Like, that's what your brain is saying.
Dude, I got my fucking head split open so many fucking times.
Holy shit. Where's the tangent going? All right, but yeah, so Superintendent Billy Lee in his statement, Billy Lee talking about boner, he said, please rest assured that if it comes to my attention that any staff member has behaved in a way inconsistent with the district's values and policy of anti-discrimination, a swift investigation and response will be forthcoming.
So blackface doesn't count as an action
that was a joke.
Inconsistent
with that was a joke. That was funny.
The school district's values and policies of anti-discrimination.
Grab him by the blackface. Alright. Alright, Miss Colored Ma'am.
I suppose for Halloween next year we could all wear orange face.
Oh man, and then take pictures of yourself in orange face and tweet them at Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Ah man, so we have the darn alt left. You know what? Let's go funny first and see if we're interested in going into the darn alt left. Okay. Cause I gotta go into this guy. This shit is funny as hell to me. I fucking like this shit. You showed this to me. I wasn't sure about it when you showed it to me. It's like I don't know, but then I was like, this man has a real message.
You're welcome. All
right. Yeah, thank you.
Viewers, you're also welcome.
All right, because when a white man of the Lord is speaking, you best dat gum listen. Ooh. Okay.
Oh, right behind you says we need to make it a thing with Trump and orange face for Halloween.
Make that a thing?
Yeah, make it a thing.
Do the hell out of it?
Yeah.
Do the Puyallup? That's a very local reference. Yeah, when you go to the Puyallup Fair, that's doing the Puyallup.
Nobody even likes Puyallup, so there's also
that. Not really, no.
Like, even people who live there don't like it. So I mean.
That's also a fact. Like, as a person from Washington State, I'm telling you real shit here. Nobody likes Puyallup. All right, so let's go ahead and get this man of the Lord.
Tell the children here today the truth that there is no...
All right, so this man, he is about telling children, little children, kids, the truth.
The truth.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's Pastor Dave Grishel here for Last Frontier Evangelism.
What's his name? Pastor David Grishel? Something like what he said. David
Grishel.
Pastor David Grishel? All right, so Pastor David Grishel done walked up into a mall... And he is here to educate you. Woman, you just got that video playing.
For Last Frontier Evangelism.
All right, Last Frontier Evangelism. All right. Yeah. And I was saying earlier when I was reviewing this before the program, like, his face looks like that mashup picture where someone put Sanders and Clinton together in a mashup, and they were like, Clinton is trying to bring in other voters from the outside. That's what he looks like. And his teeth are British as hell.
And today we're at the mall in Amarillo, Texas. And we're going to tell the children here today the truth that there is no Santa Claus and that it's Christmas is about Jesus Christ.
All right. He gonna tell them children in this here mall. I like how he's saying we, when he's by himself holding the camera himself, he's a handsome fella. Y'all see him on the Facebook Live? That's a good looking guy right there. Oh shit, let me check the phone line.
Oh yeah, we should do that.
Yep. Alright, no one on phone line. That's 347-857-3937.
Jesus died on the cross to pay for their sins. And Jesus was born in a manger 2016 years ago. So here we go. We're going to tell them the truth.
All right, Jesus was born in a manger 2016 years ago. What's going on in chat?
Right behind you said, that is one asymmetric face.
Ma'am.
And Mike says, retaliate by dressing as Santa and going in the mall and telling children God is not real.
What the fuck? Yeah.
I
really like if a church is having an event in a public place like a park, go do it there, because like you're not on their private building, you know, their tax-free private building.
Anna says, my 7-year-old nephew tells people if God and Jesus get to be real, so does Santa. That's pretty fucking legit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I just straight up tell the kids none of that shit's real. Like it feels me cringing because I say it quite plainly. It's not real. Like, I'm not gonna bullshit them. All right, I'm not gonna bullshit the kids.
Christmas magic, Christmas spirit.
Oh, it looked like you had a dime on you. Okay.
Oh no, it's just my button.
All right, here we go. This man, he gonna teach you.
Folks, my name is Pastor David. Kids, I wanted to tell you today that there is no such thing as Santa Claus.
All right, now, clearly this guy is, he's very charismatic. My name is Pastor David.
And Jesus is my nigga.
He should have said that. That would have got some people paying attention.
Santa Claus does not exist. The Christmas season is about Jesus.
I like this guy. This shit's great.
Jesus was born 2016 years ago. He was born in a manger in a small town called Bethlehem. And that's the truth about Christmas. The man you're going to see today is just a man in a suit dressed up like Santa, but Santa does not exist. Yeah, Santa's not...
Yeah, the little girl in the horizontal striped dress deal, she looks like she's interested. Like, no, get the fuck out of here. And, like, turn around to her parents. Yo, you're a fucking liar, buddy. That's the look. Let me see if I can't get her back. I don't know if she's showing up on the Facebook Live, but she looks like, what the... Get the fuck... Yo, is this guy... I heard the bigger kids say this in school, but you're not shitting me.
And see, like, I would just take it to the next level and be like, yeah, you know what? Not real. That's why nobody's getting any presents this year. Mom's broke. Sorry. Bye.
Huh? Or just, you know what? Hold the kids up and just be like, no, bring Pastor David over here closer. All right, kids, look at his face, right? If a God was real, he would not let that face exist. No real living God would make a person that ugly. No God that loves his children.
What do you think?
Would make teeth that argue with each other like that. Like, I swear to fuck, they are having a debate down there on this bottom row.
Yeah, Santa's not real. And parents, y'all need to stop lying to your children and telling them that Santa Claus is real when in fact he's not.
Damn, he says it so plain. When in fact he's not.
He sounds like a redneck version of Ben Stein.
Oh, motherfuck.
Like, he sounds like Bueller.
Nailed it.
Bueller.
What's this saying?
Storage is almost full.
Ah, it ended my live video.
Uh-oh. That's booty.
I'm going to try again. All right, and this is the continuation of the Phoenix Kalita one. We're picking up right where we left off with the guy and the thing, because my shit, it just took my storage is full, and they can fuck off with that storage full shit. Letting everybody know that it's restarted.
Yes.
Yep. All right, I'll run this video back a few seconds so I can pick up.
Years ago, He was born in a manger in a small town called Bethlehem. And that's the truth about Christmas. The man you're going to see today is just a man in a suit dressed up like Santa, but Santa does not exist.
The little girl that looks amazed is still cracking me the fuck up, yo. She's just like, yo, this guy might be onto something. I gotta look into this Jesus thing.
Santa's not real. And parents, y'all need to...
Yeah, it's live right now.
Okay.
Yeah, live on winecellarmedia.com.
Okay.
Stop lying to your children and telling them that Santa Claus is real when in fact he's...
You heard somebody say, chill out.
I heard that.
Yeah, chill out.
I'm a little disappointed. This is Texas. I was hoping somebody was going to, like, stand their ground.
Let's see. It's Texas. I'm surprised somebody didn't join in. Like, why am I in this line?
When you substitute the lie of Santa Claus in the heart of your child for the truth of Jesus Christ, you are bearing false witness against God. Don't lie to your children and tell them there's such a thing as Santa when you know in reality that there are no flying reindeer. There is no workshop at the North Pole. There is no elves making toys that you buy all the gifts and put them under the tree. That's all the truth. And there is no real Santa Claus.
Hey, that's enough.
That's enough, man.
And I like where it goes after that's enough.
There is no Santa. It is not your place to lie to your children. Tell them the truth about Jesus Christ. Tell them the truth about what...
I thought you, that's that white dude voice that says, I've been to juvie, I've been to jail, I've been to prison. Like, that's what that white dude voice says to me. Like, I've got... Ah, fuck, okay, we can't even... Yeah, fuck that shit.
Oh, okay. What we finna do?
It cut me off again.
It doesn't like us.
Right. All right. And for the folks podcast listening, it's because the Facebook Live keeps cutting us off. I will cut that shit the fuck back on. Oh, wait. So do I need to? Yeah, there it goes.
Gonna stay there?
That's some ghetto shit right there, buddy. Is it even picking up the screen?
No, not really. Oh, there you go. Well, there's your face. Okay.
You're gonna hold it?
I could. I can. Oh, or we can do that.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff up there. Oh, shit. Ah! I told y'all the struggle is fucking real.
There you go. That looks terrible. No!
That was like that slow motion fucking fall. No!
Alright, that's the best you're gonna get.
Don't breathe too hard now.
Alright, so it's live again. But this time we're using the tablet.
Christmas is all about. Stop. That it's about Jesus.
It's about
and
Jesus.
It's not about Santa
Stop.
Claus.
It's
there
not
is
about
no Santa Claus. There is no Santa Claus. It's about Jesus.
Go.
Tell them the truth.
Go. Yes, we do tell them the truth. Now, go on.
Sir, don't put your hands on me.
Go on.
Quit
talking
don't
mess. You understand me?
Keep
now,
your
stop.
Hands to yourself.
I got my kids over there. We don't need you coming over here blabbing whatever the hell you blabbing.
I'm telling you.
So go
them.
On.
All right, blabbing whatever the hell you blabbing. He is going to kick your ass, Pastor David. You better watch your shit. And then in the background, there's another kid. There's a kid. I don't know if it's picking up on the Facebook Live video. There's a kid sipping their drink like.
But there is no Santa Claus.
Like, yo, my daddy about to beat the shit out this man. Daddy love fighting.
Go.
I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving.
You're not leaving.
You need to keep your hands to yourself, sir, and don't put your hands on people. That's assault.
Don't come over here talking your mess.
And don't come over here and tell your children the truth, that there is no Santa Claus.
That's not your decision for me to tell my kids what's the truth and what's not.
The truth is there is no
Santa. And then another guy comes in. And I like that this guy is supposed to be burly. Like, that's, you're not burly, all right? Like, you have hipster body. Like, you're a hipster that just missed a couple yoga classes.
Truth is, there is no Santa Claus.
Okay.
There is no Santa, and it's Christmas is about...
Yeah, just because your shirt is small doesn't mean you're big, all right? Like, but the fact is, now you're Pastor David. You're facing down three guys.
Yeah. Jesus.
And the parents are all right with that?
The parents are all right with lying to their kids.
Yeah. Not your decision to make.
That's a sin. It's a sin in the eyes of God.
Kids,
there is no Santa. Santa's not real. Your parents are lying to you. Don't believe it.
There is a Santa.
Y'all have a nice day.
Oh, man. Mom finally tells kids Santa's not real. You know, we're not going into that one. So, predictions on the Democrat Party. You have it memorized? Or you want me to pull it up?
I mean, I think I've pretty much got it. It's just the notion that of what I think is going to end up happening with the Democratic Party as a whole. I think it's going to end up being really fractured, and they're going to need to come together to salvage, and they're going to end up basically kind of making like an alt-left. Oh, yeah, that's not going to work. kind of making like an alt-left or, you know, like the equivalent of like the Tea Party, but hey, there I am on the left side of things. I think that, you know, right now the stereotype is that the Democrats are like, you know, like the snobby, you know, educated elite liberals who are in the cities. And I think that that's going to change. I think it's going to turn into more of echo chamber shit. I think it's going to turn more into an equivalent of the Tea Party, where we have a very, very tight new structure. We have new leadership. We have, you know, you're not going to be allowed to question things. I think it's going to be ignorant, and I think it's going to be very violent, I dare say. And I think there's going to be also a rise in homophobia and misogyny and racism. I think this last election cycle, a lot of blame for Hillary losing got put on different groups in identity politics. So I think that they're going to try to end that. And so it's going to go basically being more of white people who refuse to acknowledge problems more so than they already have. And that ultimately they're going to get more radical with their neoliberalism, right? Because the way that the Democratic Party has done it for a long time has been relatively moderate, at least in talking points. You know, we've had the whole moderate liberal thing where, like, you know, I mean, I don't really want to be on anybody's bad side. I just think gay people should be able to get married, you know, like that kind of shit. I think that it's going to go much more radical in the ideology and the platforms, but I think it's going to be fed mostly by media, right? And this is something we touched on a little bit in the last episode, is when it comes to echo chambers and the circular thinking, right? Because people say like, oh, well, I do research topics. You know, I look at things, I investigate, but it doesn't count when you hear it, you know, you read it on Raw Story and then you fact check it with Rachel Maddow and then you fucking, you know, go to, what are all those Facebook pages, right? Like, being liberal and, Occupy Democrats, like, that's not fucking fact checking. That's like a big ass intellectual circle jerk. You're not gonna learn any new information. And so they're gonna be very stuck in the echo chambers and be very militant about it, a lot like the Tea Party is. I think that is my prediction.
Yeah. And like when you said, like, there's gonna be more homophobia and whatnot, I think that'll come from folks like in the Bob and Chez realm of things. Like,
yeah.
Those are a couple of Democrats I follow. Like, they, like a lot of programs, they were like a fairly decent comedy program. But just, you know, like with so many programs, this primary and election cycle thing just sent them off the deep end of just being just fucked up, bitter weirdos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that happened to so many shows. and they're the kind of guys who, like, they're straight up, straight down the line Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
anything to the left of them is like the far left and the alt left. Just one step to the left of them, you're way too far left.
Mm-hmm. You're too radical, or you're too outside the box.
Yeah, and those are gonna be the next guys that are gonna be talking about, like, well, hey, I just want to make a gay joke. I just want to make a nigger joke.
Well, they already do that though.
Well, yeah, they like, do, but like, but they want to get away from us. And with us getting away from them, now there's no one in the room to say that's fucked up.
Right.
So then they're going to have, you know, a half a decade of no one in the room to say that's fucked up. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to be just like the Republicans, where when they finally step outside that room and they make that joke and people are like, dude, what's your problem? They're going to be like, what the fuck, man? Just making a joke.
Yeah.
Just joking, man.
And I think that another factor of that is going to be because they don't really see the people who are further left as being worthy of their time. So they're still only be comparing themselves against Republicans, right? Because that's something that the Republicans did, right? Because there was a point in time, believe it or not, when Republicans were considered to be well-educated people, right? Because you had to be well-educated to be, you know, the ideal goal of, like, the, you know, the person born in poverty who bootstraps and becomes a millionaire, right? And to have that work ethic, you had to be educated, you had to have a certain amount of savvy, you had to have business smarts. And so that was something that the Republican Party, you know, really prized and went for. And then it gradually became like, well, we need to get the poor people to vote for us, so we're gonna, you know, not encourage intellectual curiosity. And then, you know, we want to engage in misogyny, so we're gonna have this whole, like, war on reproductive rights. And, of course, we still wanna be fucking racist, so, you know, we're gonna keep that up. And all these things, and that led to the Tea Party. And people in the Tea Party, when they get in public, or the really far-right Republicans, they don't understand what it sounds like when someone gets on national TV, opens up their face, and says, oh no, women don't get pregnant from rape, your body just shuts the whole thing down.
Oh yeah, and the people that, like, matriculated into becoming the Tea Party, they had been trying to get into a... And I see somebody on the line with their hand up, the 111111111. That might be Fallon Loco, so we're going to snatch you up in a second, see if that's Fallon. And then we see a 360 on, but I don't see that you have your hand up. Might just be listening by teleophone. But, but yeah, like, those people that became the Tea Party, like, they had been trying to get in since they were the John Birch Society. When they were the John Birch Society, they were too far right. The Republicans didn't want them. Mm-hmm. And in 1980... I think it was David Koch of the Koch brothers, like, he ran as the vice president on the libertarian ticket, so they had been trying to get in, and then, like, they even had, like, libertarian Christianity back in, like, the 1950s, like, bringing that shit into the game. So, yeah, those folks, they had been muscling their way in, and I think that putting Michelle Obama in the White House, I was talking to you about this in the car, putting Michelle Obama in the White House, especially for those white men, you know, white women too, like, that was some last straw shit. Cause I think Michelle Obama is more offensive to them than Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Because these are, you think about, alright, it's misogynoir, racism, rape culture. There's a dark-skinned black woman that's essentially, you know what, and on some patriarchy shit, I'll open up my face and say this. She's like one of the prettiest women on the fucking planet. She's ridiculously pretty. And then, like, she's fit and in shape, and these white men don't have sexual access to her, whether it's rape or, like, coercive rape or just, like, you know, reluctant consent. They don't have access to her, and that's driving them nuts because they live in a world where they've always been able to just run up on black women and treat them how they want, especially, like, these Southerners and Midwestern cats.
Yeah.
So I think Michelle Obama, more so than Barack, was just, that just went way too far. Like, what? I can't fuck that nigger girl. You know, like, that went too far. Let me grab up 1111 and 360. I see you. All right, 1111111. Your microphone is hot. Is that Fallon?
Yeah,
hi. Oh, who's that?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, my name's Jake from Long Beach.
Except from Long Beach?
Yeah, I'm from Long Beach, and I'm a journalist major. Just wanted to talk about the things I'm upset with. I was just, I'm a Republican, and I was really hoping that we could get rid of books, that we can get rid of drugs, we can get rid of cars, and people, and signs, and dishes, and stereos, and fans, and lights, and Christmas, and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa.
Awesome.
And pillows and dogs.
Yes.
And football.
And football.
And spices and basil and plants and trees.
Trees.
And more cars and tires.
More cars.
Air and
what about chapstick, homie?
Candles and Christmas trees and art and the sky and the sun.
That's a wild ass dude
Mars,
right there.
Jupiter.
This dude
Venus,
does not like any fucking
Neptune,
thing.
Pluto.
He wants to get rid of all this shit.
TV players. PlayStation 4.
PlayStation 4? God damn.
Sony. The Panasonic. Wood.
Wood.
Dogs. Cats.
Dogs.
Zebras.
Negroes. Hey, I want to get rid of them too. I'm pro-choice. Somebody should have got rid of you. 360, your microphone is hot.
Wow. All right.
That was
well,
weird.
That's when we have nothing left. Okay, that dude clearly is not a Republican, and he clearly doesn't want to get rid of drugs.
All right. Do you have any comments on this topic?
I haven't been able to choose a side. I think the red and the blue is just becoming more Bloods and Crips, and it's more divisive. And I stick with my libertarian because that means that I can choose this side, my side, basically. I don't join a libertarian group because that's just how I feel about certain issues. I see one issue at a time, and I don't join other people's talking points. And it's kind of like if you don't join a side, then you have no voice.
Well, now on the libertarian deal, like this is one because now are you down with the idea of a freedom of association, like with businesses?
What do you mean?
Well, like someone could choose not to do business with somebody, like we don't want to serve this customer, you know, or especially if it's a free service that just picks up ad revenue.
Oh, that's a tough one to choose a definite side, because most businesses say no shoes, no shirt, no service. That means that they won't serve somebody that can't afford a shirt or shoes.
All right.
So, I guess
what brings that up for me is because not everybody's going to think exactly the same, but there are some libertarian folks that I listen to on some other podcasts I check out, and they get very displeased when someone gets banned from Twitter. But and they say that they're violating freedom of speech, but Twitter is privately owned. So if Twitter bans someone, that's just them practicing their freedom of association. That's not Congress coming in and banning them. That's just a privately owned company. What do you think about that?
Well, Twitter is not obligated to follow the Constitution whatsoever. It's a private company. They can make their own constitution to follow.
Yep,
they don't need any kind of constitution. They can make their own rules.
Yep, that's right? A fair deal. All right, and who are you? Where are you calling
Sixth
from?
Amendment. What's that?
Who are you and where are you calling from?
My name is Ben. I'm calling from Washington.
Washington State?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm from there. I came up in Pierce County around Spanaway and Tacoma.
Oh, I'm in Kitsap County.
Word up. Did you have any more comments on any of these topics?
Well, I see a lot of anger about the result. And to be honest with you, I voted for Trump, but I did not want to. I just could not bring myself to vote for Hillary because I've done too much research on the land grabs and the shady business deals in the West and the people who have tried to speak out about it and end up disappearing. And I just could not vote for her. And so Trump was not my guy. I liked Rand Paul. And then I liked Austin Peterson. But neither of them made it very far. But I'm kicking myself every time I see a headline on somebody he chose, like the ExxonMobil guy. I'm kicking myself in the ass because I can see where this is going. And I don't believe all the hype about Russian hacking. A couple months ago, it was all about Julian Assange. Everybody on the internet, everybody knew Julian Assange had basically had all this information in his hands. And if anything happened to him, he had a dead man switch set up where it would dump information. So I wonder if Russia had the dead man switch. What do you guys think?
Well, on the Russia hacking thing, all right, like, I see a lot of the folks that are displeased with Russia hacking, off scratch, I'm like, yeah, but I see them saying nothing about NSA surveillance. And then, I don't know if maybe you've heard of William Binney, right? Bill Binney used to work for the NSA and was a whistleblower and resigned. And William Binney is kind of an expert in things like hacking and whatnot, and said there's no way Russia could have did this. This is from the inside. And then there's something I'm still looking into. I suggest you check out Peter B. Collins. He's a really good journalist. Look into Peter B. Collins, because Peter B. Collins has been doing a bunch of research and investigation on this, and found like some other people that work with you know, this computer surveillance and whatnot, folks overseas and whatnot. And they're also saying most likely this was not a Russia deal. And I think that this is really just these baby boomers, like Hillary Clinton and these folks, they just naturally go to red scaring. Just as soon as they don't like something, they're like, well, Russia, scary, be scared of Russia. And so that's all that's all really right. Happening there.
Oh, well, I was worried about Hillary Clinton being elected president because I did some research about, did you guys hear about the ranchers, the Bundys that went up to Oregon to protest?
Oh yeah, we did a little bit of coverage on that, not much.
So the land in question in that area, if you look at the corruption involving that area, it's ridiculous, and it goes all the way to the Department of Interior. It's literally one of Hillary Clinton's deals with Russia.
All right, I'll have to look into that.
What's that?
I'll have to look into that, see if there's anything like on the Associated Press or anything.
Well, New York Times did an article about it, and John Rappaport did a really good article about it. He got really into detail, and it was about uranium, and she made some kind of deal with a company called Uranium One, which was Canadian-owned, and then it was bought out by Russians. So she owed them, she sold 20% of the uranium deposits in our country, basically, but she never delivered it. So I was expecting, if she got elected, she was talking really tough about Russia. So I was thinking, okay, she got paid for the minerals, and she never delivered them. You don't do that to Russians without a fight.
Word.
Well, I figured that's why she was talking tough about Russia.
Man, I'll tell you what. All right, Ben, thanks for calling in. My co-host is looking up what you're talking about right now, and we're going to go ahead and move in and keep moving forward with the program. Thanks for calling in, Ben.
Thank you.
All right, yeah. Yeah, check out John Rappaport. That was my favorite article about it. He got really into detail about it.
Yeah, okay. John Rappaport, bring that up. All right, thank you. Peace, you're welcome. Peace, brother.
All right, thank you. Later.
Bye. He said that was on New York Times.
Yeah, on the New York Times. Okay. Yep, right behind you in the chat room. That was serious. I wasn't ready for that call. That was a serious call.
Yeah.
And right out of where I grew up, Washington State, and then the one before that dude wanted to get rid of every fucking thing.
I like how he just casually threw in Negroes at the end, though. That was good.
Yeah, like, and I now the first one, like the guy that wanted to get rid of everything, that was an obvious troll, but an actual funny troll. It's like, if you're actually funny, you're actually amusing. I'm like, hey, sis, stay on. Like, I'll give you that other 45 seconds.
So, I'm gonna research the uranium thing.
Yeah.
However, my initial thing I'm finding is a WordPress blog, InfoWars, and Breitbart saying it happened, and Snopes and PolitiFact saying it's false. So I will research it. I'm just pointing out on my first page of results, that's,
yeah, and that's the thing. Like, last time, like, what InfoWars said that, that Chinese, yeah, China was, like, putting barcodes on people, but actually they were just putting little...
Japan.
Yeah, Japan putting scanners on their thumb of dementia patients in case they get lost. Yeah, wait, let's run that back on
that
image.
Were stickers that, Really?
That's good stuff right there. Can the folks in the chat room on Facebook see that? That's a... Oh, man. Podcast listeners, you're missing out if you're not checking out the Facebook Live videos.
Yeah, watch the Facebook Live. Yeah, I didn't put on makeup model. For nothing.
None. That's natural glitter. That's already there.
Well, that's just my freckles. That's my biological
glitter. So. This is the lady that has green eyelids. That's what... Is that green?
Yeah.
Yeah, she had green skin.
It's actually where my makeup actually came off. I'm actually a lizard person, so.
Yeah, I tell you what, though. We have a bikini model Facebook.
That's a fantastic model.
You definitely want to see this person. And it says, try to take this flag down at the bottom.
Oh, see, I missed the take the flag down at the bottom.
Yeah. I should post that meme. You know what? The reason why I never posted that, I always wondered, like, would that trigger somebody? All right, let me see. Is there anything else? Are we missing anything? Can we?
Were we done about the rise of the new left?
Oh shoot! Do you want to do the darn alt left? Yeah, we were gonna make fun of this.
Oh, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, so we'll close out on this. Oh wait, well, there's also that Bernie Sanders video I wanted to play because I'm a Bernie bro. The one where it's a clip from the town hall. It's not the whole video. It's a clip.
It's not the whole video.
So, this is on Time.
It's a fucking article, though.
Now.
What the fuck? Like, I feel like I should preface this saying I've never known Time to be a satire site. And I can find nothing on here saying that this is satire, so...
Yeah, so we're going back to December 7th for the second time in this episode. The Bernie Sanders-fueled alt-left viciously attacked me. And this is by Troy. And Troy is a professor of history at McGill University. Why does this website have so much flash?
And what is his book?
Oh, the Age of the Clintons. The Age of Clinton, America in the 1990s. All right, so let's check out Troy. Recently, I wrote that the Bernie Sanders 2016 campaign, like Pat Buchanan's 1992 insurgency and Ted Kennedy's 1980 rebellion, pushed Hillary Clinton so far to the Democratic Party's extreme left, it became difficult for her to recover votes in the center for the general campaign. I call this one of many reasons why Clinton lost.
Because a living minimum wage and not supporting the Dakota Access Pipeline and saying Black Lives Matter is fucking edgy as shit.
Wild stuff's far left. Far left.
Bernie bros are extremists.
Now, for having done so, I received hundreds of obscenity-laden tweets, emails, and Facebook posts condemning me, my looks, my suits, my intelligence.
Maybe your suits are shit, B.
Oh, man, your suits. You can just, you realize how shitty are your suits if people that like Bernie Sanders are talking about your suits. Because Bernie Sanders has horrible suits. I know nothing about suits. And I know that Bernie Sanders' suits are fucking terrible. Like, Bernie Sanders looks like a poor kid going to church. Like, his suits are horrible.
He does.
Oh, man. My intelligence, my professional judgment, my integrity, my motives, and my religion. Some of these messages threatened violence and even mentioned my office address trying to intimidate me. But they were not sent by members of the alt-right, they proudly bigoted conservative movement.
I would like receipts that these threats, in fact, did not come from the alt-right.
Yeah, because, like, again, like, well, I mean, he wears a fedora, therefore you can't trust him. But longtime investigative journalist Greg Palast looked into this Bernie bro thing, and that was why I started putting quotes around it. This is how easy this investigative journalism was, because the Bernie bro thing is like, they're on Twitter, they're Bernie bros. Go to those accounts and scroll down to their content before they started pretending to be pro-Sanders. And they're basically just Republicans and libertarians. Like, they're all pro-Trump, pro-Romney, like, against, you know, political correctness. Like, they were just people who were right-wingers that started faking it to fuck with you.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't want to fall into the whole, like, you know, the no true Scotsman fallacy, but, yeah, odds are if, you know, at this time last year somebody was, you know, save money on abortion, throw a bitch down the stairs... probably not a Bernie supporter. Probably not.
Yeah.
You know, we're like, oh, fuck poor people. Fuck people on welfare. Welfare queen. Steak, lobster, Cadillacs. Probably not a Bernie supporter. Just saying.
Probably colored.
Maybe.
All right. Now, so not the alt-right. Instead, they came from Sanders supporters misreading any analysis as an advocacy piece. Who felt I'd blamed their hero for Hillary Clinton's failures.
Where did we come up with the idea that Bernie is like a hero, messiah, leader,
projectionism,
chosen one? Like, I see that a lot in conversations. I'm like, I didn't ask...
Projecting. If you look at the way these people actually behave around Hillary Clinton, how they actually behave around that new Ghostbusters movie, how they actually behave around Amy Schumer... they project that onto you, like, no, that's your hero. It's like, no, you're the person with a hero complex. You're the person that looks to celebrities to be your fucking parents. Yes. All right? Like, we're just people of whom the Democrats aren't good enough for us. And this is something else about us Bernie folks. We tend to be really informed and nerdy about this shit. So we already knew who the fuck Sanders was years before this. We had been watching Tom Hartman's program and watching Brunch with Bernie on Fridays. We'd been listening to Bernie Sanders interviews on Nicole Sandler's program. We've heard Bernie Sanders on David Pakman's program. We've been known about some fucking Bernie Sanders. And that's why, yeah, like, we were cool with Sanders already. So when, like, he announced and said, I'm running for fucking president over here.
Brooklyn!
He was like, we're gonna beat him Brooklyn style. Flatbush. You know, and he came in talking that shit. We were like, oh shit, that's our guy. Cool, we're mobbing with the Burn Man. Because we were not feeling Clinton. We weren't feeling no motherfucking Martin O'Malley. Or any other the fucking people that you forgot of. Who were like two other guys? The one guy who was like, oh, my dog ate it. The guy that couldn't, that was like, because he had a fucked up vote. Remember in the first debate? And he fucking started whining. Yeah, fuck that shit. All right, here we go. Beyond the obscene attacks, I was called a paid shill.
Hold on. What's that thing that, like, Alex Jones says about people who are paid by Soros to protest? They're what?
Shills what?
Yeah. When's the last time you heard somebody on the far left refer to somebody else as a paid shill?
Fucking what? Lee Camp in 2014?
Lee Camp? Okay. That sounds like
A big old maybe. That's a big old... Like, I don't even know if his podcast archives go back that far for me to even check.
That's not something I hear a lot said by people on the left. That's something I hear from people on the right talking about the left.
Yeah, or like relatively, or like left-leaning libertarians, right? Like when I mentioned Peter B. Collins earlier, like for the most part, like I don't know if this is how he identifies, I see him as a left-leaning libertarian, right? So left-leaning libertarians are probably the ones who started calling Hillary Shillery, You know, like, it's mostly them, but they still, they have that libertarian bent to them. Like, they're not full-on Marxists. Mm. Oh, excuse me. So, a paid shill, an enormous hack with tenure. Oh, who hates when professors have tenure, right or left? Again, like what you just said. Like, who hates when someone can keep their job?
What?
Like, if it wasn't for tenure, they would have got rid of Cornel West's ass some time ago. Tweeters and Facebookers wrote, quote, "Thanks, Time, and thanks, Gil Troy, for being stalwarts of the American Dark Ages. Run back to Palestine." Really? So who hates Palestine, right or left?
Specifically, who was the only person in the election who criticized Israel?
Hillary. No, that was Sanders.
No, that was Hillary.
Man. Only a beanie wearing, holy shit, I'm reading the quotes here, quote, "Only a beanie wearing kike could write something so wrong and misguided. Now I have to vomit."
I think Bernie's supporters knows Bernie's Jewish, so.
So they go around calling people that. That's what I did the whole time. Like, all you fucking Jewish Bernie haters, fuck you. Smack your fucking yarmulke smooth the fuck off your head.
Oh, apparently it's a beanie.
Listen here, Gargamel.
It's a beanie.
Jesus Christ.
And I'm not saying this guy didn't get hate mail. I'm just curious how many of these people are actually Bernie supporters.
And this is what he says. He continues, "Amid this barrage, I wondered, how could these bullies defend Bernie Sanders' decent campaign so indecently? How does calling me a kike, again their spelling, and a greedy Jew help that Jewish politician?" It's probably fake! How gullible are you? Holy shit, Troy. God damn it. Gilligan Troy, "And how could they applaud Clinton's ad that showed how Donald Trump's insults about women's looks harmed young girls' body image?" But then what about Hillary supporters that were talking shit about Jane Sanders and her looks
and the sex workers?
Damn, they were dissing sex workers.
Yeah, so there were Hillary fans who were supporting or dissing sex workers because sex workers were supporting Bernie. Because, like, it's like, slight tangent. One of the things with sex workers, there's a lot of people who are in the industry who would prefer to leave, but they can't afford to leave because you can't make a living fucking wage doing things, you know, for the most part. So, one of the things that was talked about a lot in sex worker circles was, like, if Bernie wins, then theoretically we can get to, like, a living wage or, like, $15 an hour. A bunch of people who want to leave the industry would be able to do so because they could get jobs at other places and make enough money to either only have to minimally supplement their income with sex work or just be able to leave the industry altogether. And that was frowned upon.
Oh yeah, there's another post that I might make for the two people that are still tuned in as we go into the wee hours. There's a post that I might make, right? Democrats. "Trans women should be able to use the bathroom that they are comfortable using on the side of town their poor ass can afford to live on."
Aw, shit.
That's Democrats.
Well.
Right?
I don't want you to die because you're gay and homeless. I just want you to die because you're homeless.
Yeah, and it's snowing out there, nigga. "These supposed enemies of the alt-right were enjoying the same internet-enabled anonymous power rush of the really anonymous, so you don't actually know who the fuck they were. I'm done with it. It's late. It's late. There's like six more paragraphs of fucking Gilligan. This is a goofy ass man. I need to see. Is there a picture of this guy? Because I want to make fun of his looks too. What's his name? Gil Troy?
I think so.
Alright, I just want to make fun of Gil Troy. As a matter of fact, that means I should do it on this one so that it comes up in the video. Oh, where's that mouse? I put another battery in your mouse that because your mouse is garbage.
Oh, maybe it's because you never turn it off when you're
done. Your mouse is just garbage.
Maybe you should turn it off when you're done using it.
Your mouse is smelly.
Off.
Smelly.
When done using it.
Mouse.
Off.
Your mouse stinks. Off. Like butt.
turn it off but when you're done using it. Oh, yeah.
You
look like a fucking dollar store version of George Costanza. Get the fuck out of here.
You're saying that's not a good looking guy. You're not feeling what about his other glasses?
Nigga, I told you, dollar store George Costanza.
You're not feeling this guy. That's a good looking guy. Shit, he almost has lips.
If he had lips, he would have been able to stop that shit from coming out.
This is the face. Oh man, that one's too small.
90 seconds.
I'll tell you about 90 seconds. Blog Talk Radio. You go fuck yourself. All right, that's your wine cellar, Anna Loco, and right behind you, still tuned in. All right, y'all stay cool. That's the deal. How do I hit? There we go. Finish.
Bye.
Ping. We got like 3 videos up.
Right? For one fucking episode.
Oh, man. Yeah, so I need to just delete some of those. Because because that was something I didn't realize. Like, when you first download the podcast application, it just, by default, it just downloads all the podcasts you're subscribed to. So I went through and deleted a bunch of them, but it takes a second. Yeah. So I just deleted some so I'd have space, but I got to delete more from way back. Basically, way earlier this year. Let's see. So now I need to go here and hit stop here. All right, folks, there goes that wine cellar.